You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. A data breach that saw more than 1 billion Yahoo accounts compromised has been described as a monumental and embarrassing by security experts. In a day and age where security hacks are becoming more prevalent, it is more important than ever to make sure a business is secure. Founded on knowledge and experience gained in over 18 years in the industry, Exact Communications has become the leading provider in business telecommunications by combining that accumulated knowledge and superior service offerings with a very simple to do business with attitude and unparalleled world-class customer service. Recently, Exact Communications was named one of the best entrepreneurial companies in America. Dale Cooper, president of Exact, is here today to tell us more about the company and how to protect yourself from cyber breaches. Mr. Cooper, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
So for starters, Mr. Cooper, tell our listeners, for those that may not be familiar, how did Exact Communications first get started?
Basically, a question from a customer at drove us into looking at a business model that started making a clear definition of what the market was needing out there and where we needed to be in that market. And so we put a business plan together just upon that request, and obviously a fairly nice customer, and we do a really good job at listening to our customers.
If you would, get into what are some of the products that the company delivers.
Yeah, so that's a really tough question, but what we really do is, you know, we're a disruptor to the telecom industry. And what I mean by that, in several areas, our product is disruptive, our business model is disruptive, and the way we pay our salespeople and employees is disruptive. And the reason I say that is because it totally changes the dynamics of what we've done with telecom for years. And just a couple examples of that is that we target a range of customers, typically SME, SMB, which is small business, small medium enterprise, and small medium business. And we bring technology over the cloud through a patented ExactLink device that goes to our customers, monitors all their services, because we do everything from A to Z, from a telecom, security, Wi-Fi, historical graphing diagnostics, IP camera surveillance, SD-WAN networks. We do all of that as one vendor. So we simplify what is very complicated things that are delivered over the cloud to, most of the time, in the size of customer that we're reaching, really don't know or understand this, and they need somebody that they can trust to manage it, monitor it, and control everything for them and get one simple bill to pay.
And you got to love that. Now, in terms of cybersecurity, what are some tips you have for business owners these days that want to protect their business from cyber attacks?
Well, I'll give you a real simple answer to that, because we run into businesses every day that have nothing, no security. Or they have something that they bought at an office store, office supply store off the shelf, and have it, and it's like a security blanket, and they think they're protected. And so we'll hear customers say, well, I've never been breached. And then we train our people to go, how do you know? You know, so none of these companies that you read about, no matter what their size, whether it's Yahoo, Target, Home Depot, whoever, none of them knew they were breached when they were breached. That's the downside. That's the fallacy of that thinking. So you have to be very proactive. And what I mean is, you have to get a vendor, of course, that you trust. You have to have a product that you trust, and it has to be leading edge product that's being proactive. And so our devices have several patented areas. And one of the things that it does is it's self-healing. So as soon as we are notified by the FBI of a breach, we send that out through all of our devices. We push technology out, and it self-heals our network, every one of our customers, against the same type of attack that somebody just got.
As business owners, we certainly do need to be secure. There's no question about that. Now, Yahoo just had one of the largest cyber attacks with several accounts being compromised. We've heard about this on the news of late. With these attacks becoming more prevalent, should we be doing business online?
Well, I don't think we have any choice in that right now. It's a huge part of the marketplace. So I think we have to. I just think we have to be smart about it. There's really, you know, two types of security out there. And one of them is technology that you have on premise. And the other is also you need to have your employees trained about security. And they need to understand what's out in the marketplace. Most of security breaches are in some way caused by human error or just not knowing any better of allowing something to happen, which triggers the breach.
Today, we are once again joined by Mr. Dale Cooper, president of Exact Communications, a leading provider in business telecommunications and named one of the best entrepreneurial companies in America here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Cooper, you just got named by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the best privately owned companies. Can you tell us how you got selected and what this award means to you?
Well, yes, that's it's interesting. I mean, I was sent an email asking us to apply for that, and I'm not sure how they got our name unless, you know, there was some kind of nominating process or whatever. But it was, what they called a well-rounded or well-ran privately held company. So they had four different major categories, and you can look at it on their website or our website. But it shows those areas. So we basically just answered questions relative to those areas and really was pleasantly surprised that, we came number 259 out of 360. The top 360, I think they actually did the top 100. But it's a well-known magazine, obviously, and it was our first attempt to actually seek recognition. And we were pleasantly surprised and really humbled of the fact that we came in number 259. There's some really large companies above us, and so I tell all my folks here at work for us is that we've only got 258 more places to go.
Well done, and congratulations. It's certainly an order. Impressive. Now, for those in a similar business, what are three pieces of advice as an entrepreneur that help make you successful?
Well, I mean, entrepreneurialism is obviously not for everybody, but, I think that you're kind of either wired that way or you're not. So if you are, quit trying to make everybody else's dream come true and start working on your own. That would be number one. Number two is success is not a straight line. So no matter how hard you work, no matter how great your idea is or any of those factors, it's a lot of scrambling and zig and zagging from beginning to end. And we're obviously not there. We're still a young company. We're just 4 years old. But so just be persistent, hang in there, don't give up, keep looking for alternatives, keep asking why, and listen to your customers.
And that's some great advice right there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, Exact caters to both small business solutions and enterprise solutions. What are some of the more niche services you offer small businesses?
Well, first of all, our patented ExactLink device, which allows us to, here in Lexington, be able to monitor any of our customers across the nation. And we are in almost every state now, and that's a very great product just because it lowers our cost to be able to give excellent service. So we strive to do that through that technology. And other companies have some types of technology that are similar, but they're way more expensive and only go to the enterprise market. So us being able to deliver that kind of information and solution-oriented for time management of getting the problems fixed, it's very feasible for SMB-sized companies to be able to do that.
Well, Mr. Cooper, I know you're really busy, and I certainly appreciate your getting us up to speed on the latest on Exact Communications and your input on these recent cyber attacks, especially with Yahoo, that are getting a lot of attention here in the most recent days. Where can listeners get more information on Exact Communications, and how can folks be in touch?
X is an X-ray, Adam Charlie Tom, LLC.com. www.exactllc.com. You can also call us at 888-747-9228, or you can just hit sales at exactllc.com, and we'll be glad to get you any information you want. And one last word of advice: if you have a Yahoo, Gmail, or Hotmail, or any of those type email addresses, please upgrade your password immediately.
And with that advice, we'll certainly be taking care of that ASAP, and I hope all of our listeners will do the same. Mr. Cooper, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and happy holidays to you.
As always, thank you, Eric.
And you bet. We've been speaking with Mr. Dale Cooper, president of Exact Communications, a leading provider in business telecommunications. And for more information and for contact, simply visit exactllc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.